right, everyone. Hello, Holly King. Welcome to my podcast. This is Wild Kingdom Wellness. We will talk about everything well in this podcast. We will explore topics that include subject matters like spirituality, physical, mental, emotional health, and also the things you see going on in the world around you. So if you are ready to go on this Wild Kingdom Wellness ride with me, then make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. You also share this particular podcast and more with others. I will be exploring the realms that people are afraid to go into, and you will not want to miss these episodes. So, Holly King, Wild Kingdom Wellness, welcome to my journey.
Good morning, everyone. Holly King, welcome to Wild Kingdom Wellness. It is Friday, TGIF. Today is May the 29th, 2026. The moon is still in Scorpio. And the color of the day today is white, if that's a color. Is that a color? Is that a color, y'all? Anyway, I hope everybody's doing well. I'm doing much better than I was yesterday. Yesterday was not the best day for me as an emotional person. And I did mention to you all yesterday that the moon was in Scorpio. And I am a double Scorpio with a Cancer moon. And sometimes when the moon goes into Scorpio, I get a little aggravated. And I know that that sounds like bullshit or taboo, but it's not. It's not. I am very much fully aware of when I am having an emotional disruption, right? But today I feel much better. I went to work yesterday and one of my coworkers, she made me laugh as soon as I walked in the door. And I was like, oh, right. I don't need to be like gritchy all day long just because I am having an emotional reaction to all the things I see going on in the world around me. So I thought, okay, all right. I need to ground myself. I need to make sure that I'm in a good headspace before I work with my clients. And so I did some meditating before I actually started working on people yesterday. And for those of you all that don't know, I am a licensed massage therapist. I had to really do some serious grounding exercises yesterday. I actually pulled my foam roller out at work and rolled out my glute muscles, my back, my hamstrings. You know, I'm always stiff and sore and tight, but there's multiple reasons for that, right? I am getting older. The fascia doesn't quite stretch like it used to. I have been terribly neglecting my exercise routine. Like, I'll pop in and out of the gym, do this, do that, do a stretch, might do a downward facing dog, you know, but it's not enough. It's not enough, guys. It's not enough because I grind all day long. Like, there are days, y'all, there are days when I'm doing massage therapy that I work on 9 people a day. And that's all the time. Like, that's not just every once in a while. It is not unheard of for me 2 or maybe 3 times a week to work on 9 clients every day. And then the other days I work on, you know, 4 or 5 clients. And so I don't take a lot of time off, and there's multiple reasons for that too. It's called a paycheck. It's called, I like to eat. I like to put gas in my car. I sure like to have a roof over my head, right? But y'all, all I know to do is to continue to share with you all my wellness journey, even when I'm upset, even when I'm angry, and even when I'm frustrated, and even when I'm an emotional, you know, train wreck, I guess. Although it wasn't really a train wreck yesterday. I knew, like, when I cried yesterday morning, I knew. I was like, I got to get this out because, you know, there is a lot of truth behind the scenes that's spilling out of the proverbial political closet. And as an American, I'm just like, my level of frustration with our politics, y'all, it's exceedingly abundantly above what most people would imagine. And that's because I pay attention to what's going on. in the world of politics. A lot of people do not. And I find that quite interesting that they are excessively brainwashed. Like, I don't mean a little bit brainwashed. There are so many people right now, you all, who are following politics that are so brainwashed that I've gone over the mountain and I'm going back down going, I feel sorry for people that are completely snowed. Like, you don't even have a clue of what is reality anymore. And it's not everybody. Here's the funny thing, y'all. This is the funny thing about being, you know, somebody that pays attention to politics. Looks like one person's watching. Say good morning. Welcome. The chat is on, although I don't see my chat box popping up. So anyway, if you comment, I may not see it, but just hang with me here. We're having a good time, okay? But listen, I really want you all to understand what it means to have physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Like, I really want you all to start to ask yourself as individuals, especially if you're in America, okay? Because, you know, most Americans are like we really are not sure what's happening in our country. Or we know what's happening in our country and we feel like we've lost some control because nobody believes our government anymore. Like, the amount of people that I talk to on a daily basis, the amount of people that I see out in public, the amount of people that I have private messages with, the amount of people that I listen to on, you know, YouTube and on independent media outside of like mainstream media, which is completely bought out by BlackRock and Charles Schwab, you know, and Salem Media Group, Clock Tower, you know, Gray Media, do your homework, Vanguard, you know, the stock market and the tech companies and the AI companies, you know, they have gained so much ground in the last 5 years by, you know, capitalizing on information. Okay. And again, this is a neutral statement. So let me go on record and saying right now, the information that I'm giving you all from this Wild Kingdom Wellness podcast, it's a very neutral statement. Okay. And it's also a very factual statement. If you research anything that has to do with, like, you know, growth in the stock market. And I'm not a securities financial manager. I'm just not. I'm just a girl sitting on her front porch, having her coffee, having a conversation with you all. But I read a lot and I pay attention. I just pay attention and I do my homework and I do my research. And if somebody disagrees with me on political, you know, agendas, like, I'll listen to what they have to say. I will absolutely be like, all right, why do you believe what you believe? Somebody, you know, explain to me why you believe what you believe. And I'll listen to that person. And then when I bring the receipts to that person to go, okay, you understand that this is coming from a one-sided political agenda. And they're like, no, it's not. I'm a Republican. I will die for my Republican stance. And I'm like, yeah, you will. You absolutely will. You know, and boys and girls, listen to me. I have been a registered Republican for about 20 years. I was independent for a while. I did not know what that meant, you know, when I started voting, you know, in my earlier adult life. I didn't know what it meant to be an independent. I knew I really didn't agree with both sides of, like, you know, politics back in the 80s and the early 90s. And sometimes, y'all, I didn't even pay attention. I didn't vote. I was like, what difference is it going to make if I vote? You know, and I believed that 20 years ago. But then I was like, you know what? It is my civil duty to at least cast, like a good witch would do, cast her vote for somebody so that we have an idea of who is holding office for us as American citizens. And here we are, y'all, in 2026, and it is the biggest faking gayest shit show I've ever seen in my life. Let me repeat that. That's a Candace Owens phrase, guys. Politics in America has become the biggest shit show I've ever seen in my entire life. The amount of debauchery, the amount of illegal activity, the amount of money laundering, the amount of propaganda, the amount of surveillance and control over the human beings that, you know, walk on this earth, especially in America. It's a shit show. Okay? It's a shit show. And I, as an American taxpaying citizen, would like a refund on the movie. All right? Hollywood, you owe me a refund on the movie of the Epstein files, on how Israel is controlling the narrative in America. And again, to my Jewish friends, don't even do me. Don't even ever call me an anti-Semite. Don't even do it. Don't you do it. You know better. But what we have here is a separation of what should be a religious party. Okay, your church and state is supposed to be separate according to, I believe it's the United States Constitution, right? The laws have been written that we're not supposed to be mixing religion and politics together. But that is exactly what has happened in America, and it's been happening. It is absolutely an infiltration. There's no doubt in my mind. I can tell you names. I used to be very heavily involved in the evangelical Pentecostal apostolic movement back in the 90s. You know, ask both of my ex-husbands, ask my children, you know, ask my friends who completely used to be my friends who ignore me now on Facebook. They're like, we can't associate with Holly King because she is no longer of the evangelical faith. Therefore, she's the enemy. Don't associate with her. All the while. See my hands, y'all? All the while. When I was in the Pentecostal church and the movement and all of that, people would run to me and ask me to lay hands on them and pray for them because they felt the anointing on my life. Now, just because I left the cult and the control and the manipulation that was happening inside of the evangelical church, do you think for 1 minute that God has removed the anointing to heal people off of my life? As a matter of fact, y'all, I have studied for so long the spiritual arts of healing. Look at me. Look at me. If you're my client, you've been on my table. Tick tock, tick tock. Ask yourself, when I lay hands on you, when I touch you as a licensed massage therapist, what happens to your body once that connection is made? Most of the time I put y'all to sleep. It's like, oh, just relax you, be able to like bring relief to your stress and your anxiety and your pain. And if you have something that's really deep on your heart and you want to ask me questions about pretty much anything that has to do with healing, you know, you're like, can I ask you a question? Absolutely. And then blah, blah, blah. You ask me a question and I'm like, well, a lot of times I ask people, you know, well, what do you think? Or this is my understanding of how this mind, body, spirit, psychological, physiological connection works. And so when I'm with people one-on-one, y'all, the world does make sense to me. Everything that I'm called to do, everything that I have been a part of, you know, every mistake I've ever made, every you know, lie I've ever told, because everybody's lied. Everybody's lied. You've all lied. We've all lied before, you know, but it's the amount of like discretion that human beings are not using right now. I'm going, you know what? We're just going to lie about everything. We're going to lie about what we see going on in the world around us. We're just going to bury our little heads in the sand because people say, well, I can't do anything about it anyway. I don't know who to vote for, so I'm just not going to vote. And I've been that person, y'all. I'm not judging you, okay? Listen, it's a fairy tale. It's all a fairy tale, hopefully. But I'm sick of it, and I want my money back. I want my federal money back, okay? It's my understanding that there is a loophole somewhere that actually federal taxes could very well be illegal. You know, and I've heard that said many a times. I'm not a lawyer. I have not dug deep enough into legislation to recognize whether or not that's true. I just know when I'm at work, you know, and I get my paycheck and 30% of my money is gone and then some, you know, then I got to figure out how to use the rest of my money so that I can have a life of health and wellness. But you know what happens? That extra or that the rest of that 60%, guess what happens? It gets taxed and it gets taxed again. And I pay property taxes on something I've already bought, like my car and my house. And we just keep taxing and taxing. And then when we look at where our money's going and you're paying, you know, superintendents of our local school system, you know, $350,000 a year salaries, and then giving them another, say, $50,000 a year for expenses. So we're talking upwards of, you know, we're talking about, and again, this was on the news this morning, y'all, because I did watch enough of my local news to get sick of go, okay, turn it off. Guess that's all I need to know. That's all I need to know what the weather's going to be like. And it's beautiful today in Kentucky. But y'all, you know, there was a special report on this morning on my local news channel, and it was talking about how our county public schools, you know, they're getting rid of programs, okay? They're letting teachers go. They're consolidating the schools in our districts. And yet, here we have these superintendents, making $350,000 per year, plus another $40,000, $50,000, maybe $60,000 allocated for travel expenses, you know. And I heard the superintendent this morning, he goes, well, if we're having a board meeting and I spent, you know, $1,400 on catering or whatever the number was, you know, it's like, well, it's okay to buy them a sandwich. Wouldn't you want to at least give them a sandwich for showing up to, you know, the county board meeting? Yes. But do we need to pay our superintendents $350,000 a year and then add on to that their travel expenses? No, bitch, pay your own. Listen, if I get on a plane, I got to pay my own expenses after my taxes have been taken out, okay? And if I can't live comfortably as a professional on $350,000 a year just to go around and shake hands with people and observe policy and train people to be good teachers, then something's wrong. Something seriously wrong. Seriously wrong, y'all. So that was on my mind this morning. It was just enough. The sun's coming up, y'all. It was just enough to tick me off, but not get me emotionally train wrecked like I was yesterday. But it was just enough for me to go, yeah, I'd like to make $350,000 a year doing massage, knowing that it is one of the most healing, helpful modalities that the good Lord has ever allowed us to do here on the planet. Like, I'm very biased when it comes to massage therapy, licensed massage therapy. I'm very biased about how that helps people, how it helps them to, you know, regain some sanity in an insane world. So I just wanted y'all to know that, like, I'm still here and I'm in a good mood. I'm 98.9% of the time, y'all, I am in a fantastic mood. Because I choose to be. I choose to be happy. I choose to be in a good mood. I choose to go, huh, well, let me just, like, pay attention to what's going on in the world around me. And then I pay attention to whether or not you are paying attention to what's going on in the world around you. So make sure you like and subscribe. I'm really not going to belabor the point here today because I have stuff to do. I have a life to live. I have a workout that I need to do. I have grocery shopping I need to do. I have clients I need to see today. You know, I have cats that I need to take care of. I have a husband. I have children. I have grandchildren. You know, and I also have a very serious plan to keep bringing you guys good quality, positive, truthful, helpful information when it comes to politics, policy, and the people. So, I love you. Make sure you like, subscribe, live the dream. If you have any questions, just comment below. And I appreciate every one of you all that have toughed this journey out with me. So, have a great day, and I will see you soon. All right. Big kisses. Bye.
All right, guys, just a little disclaimer here by myself, Holly King. I am not a medical doctor, a licensed clinical therapist, or a mental health therapist. All information and coaching provided is for educational and supportive purposes only and should not be considered medical or psychological advice. Please do consult your physician, licensed therapist, or another qualified healthcare provider before making any changes related to your health or even before beginning any coaching. So what that means, guys, is just consult with your doctor when you decide to check out our podcast. We'll see you later. All right. Bye.